Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ours2protect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we speak to the Irish Bee Conservation Project, a group of volunteers who are working to increase the survival of all species of native Irish bees. The IBCP was established to provide information to communities regarding bee habitat requirements and to increase the survival of all species of native Irish bees through research, ecology support and biodiversity protection. Elaine Crowley is a volunteer with the charity group.
It's an actual charity now. We got charity status last year, was it? And we are a group of people who are passionate about the environment and protecting our biodiversity, and we try and create awareness around our pollinators and the importance of them and the importance of biodiversity in general, and just try and get community involvement, try and provide habitat for the pollinators, you try and run educational groups and create awareness among the general public.
Irish bees are under severe pressure. Three native species have already gone extinct and more than half of the remaining species are in decline. There are several reasons for declining numbers: a loss of biodiversity, which means less food and habitats, overuse of pesticides, and an invasive honeybee parasite called the varroa mite all contribute. Vicky Knight is a conservationist who explains the importance of bees.
You need bees in order to pollinate, so we need that for food, but also to sustain biodiversity in general. So certain types of bees pollinate certain types of plants, so without full range of different species, some plants wouldn't get pollinated. So without bees, you don't have wildflowers, and you know, trees can't be pollinated either, and we need trees to breathe, you know, so they're incredibly important.
And how many different types of species of bees would be in our—
So it's over 100. It keeps changing because obviously we're finding, you know, new species. So around 102, everyone's familiar with the honeybee, and that's just one species. So I think it's 21 bumblebee species, which are incredibly important. So bumblebees do something called buzz pollination. So without bumblebees, you wouldn't have strawberries. So they go to the plant and they buzz, and that makes the plant release the pollen. So again, it's really important to have the different species, and then you have the rest of them are solitary bees, so they don't necessarily have colonies like the social bumblebees and honeybees. So yeah, they're incredibly important, and we're just trying to, you know, get more awareness and get people to care about them.
The All-Ireland Pollinator Plan is a new 5-year roadmap that aims to help bees, other pollinating insects and our wider biodiversity. The group was set up due to the threat of extinction of a third of the wild bee species. They liaise with local authorities, businesses, farmers, communities, gardeners and more, and provide them with a clear roadmap for managing our landscape to support pollinating insects. The formation of the group meant Ireland became one of the first countries in Europe to address the issue. Dr. Una Fitzpatrick is a senior ecologist with National Biodiversity Centre in Ireland.
We want pollinators to be able to survive and thrive across the whole island. And the idea of the pollinator plan is to tell everyone how they can help if they want to. And anyone who has any responsibility for a piece of land, from the smallest one to the biggest farm, can help. And I suppose that's what we've been trying to do within the All-Ireland Pollinator Plan, is just to coordinate that and encourage people to get involved if they're interested.
And what can you do in your own back garden to help the bees?
You know, people go out and buy wildflower seeds, but actually the best thing you can do is just leave some wild spaces in your garden. If you have a lawn, give over even a tiny little patch of it and let it go wild, and you will see the amazing increase in butterflies, bees, just biodiversity in general, you know. So it's worth experimenting and just cut down on the spraying if possible.
The best thing to do is to plant native. Native, obviously, flowers and trees. You can get non-native trees and plants that are good for pollinators, but native is always better, because things like butterflies and moths, they have evolved with our native trees, so they will feed on the leaves. So certain butterflies, for example, the red admiral, I think, feeds on, their caterpillar feeds on nettles. So we need to have nettles. So leave an area for wildlife, basically, and see what comes up.
And should people be afraid of bees? Like, when they see them coming, they kind of run, you know, type thing?
No, not at all. Bees are busy, you know, busy bees. Their aim in life is to get pollen and nectar, and that's all they want to do. If you grab a bee, then yes, it's going to protect itself. A bee will not come to you with an aim to sting you. If one's near you, just keep calm and it should go away. So don't worry about that.
To learn more about the importance of bee conservation, visit Irish Bee Conservation or the Pollinator Plan online, or check the show notes of this episode. And we're stronger when
together. Ours to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.